This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
America, Third Watch, coming to you live from the flagship studios of AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter. And we will not fail.
Rise, Captain, rise.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast from our Moss Nissan studio at our Salem Media Group flagship stations, AM 860 and AM 930, The Answer, plus 1380 The Biz in Tampa, Florida. We're also broadcasting across America on the Genesis Communications Network via our Salem Media Group affiliates and our leading independent radio stations. The Captain's America Third Watch can also be heard on the Westwood One XDS satellite, just like many of our military men and women are listening to us right now around the world. Plus, our first responders, our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, ER room workers, and 911 dispatchers, we thank them for their service to America. And for all the people working on the Third Watch, we are your voice on the radio, helping you get through the night. And thank you for what you do, each and every one of you working the Third Watch. Now, don't forget to check out the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, the Captain's America Third Watch.com website, to find out more about what goes on here. And joining us right now, Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Now, congressional talks on border security have broken down sometime over the weekend. The Republicans stopped talking to the Democrats and vice versa. And apparently the talks were stalled about something to do with caps on the number of people that were detained by ICE.
What is an issue is that currently we have beds for 40,500 people.
Mm-hmm.
And the Democrats want to create a cap at 16,500 beds in the detention facilities for undocumented immigrants. What they want to do is essentially say those that are violent criminals, we want to eliminate, any cap. They want to put a cap on those beds. So what the Democrats are saying to the Republicans in these talks is, A, we don't care if they're violent criminals or not.
Mm-hmm.
There's just going to be a cap. And that's when the hands went up by the Republicans, went, whoa, 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 whoa. So essentially what the Democrats are saying is you let everybody else in and you can just focus on serious criminals and not all of the immigrants.
Yeah, well, that's not going to happen.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So that's where we are. Now, what's probably going to happen here, since they were supposed to have some kind of deal today, so it would give them time to draft the legislation and get it passed in both houses. That's now not going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to go through another continuing resolution.
Mm-hmm.
Because Trump's not going to use his emergency power. He's not going to do it.
Yet.
Well, yet, correct. But I'll just, in my own opinion, he's not going to do it. And I don't think he should. But anyway.
Well, if he doesn't get the wall this time, he'll lose some more of his base, because the base has been solidly behind him and they're just sitting there watching. And I think there's a bunch of intense pressure coming his direction. But let's also talk about the the fact that the Democrats are going after him for what's called executive time in the White House. Now, I've never heard this phrase put forth until just now, but the executive time to me means time when the president's doing things pertaining to the office of the presidency, or am I incorrect in thinking that?
Well, we don't know. We don't know how the Trump White House is packaging or labeling his time, you know, when he's awake and then, you know, in a suit and tie and working. You know, is executive time? Is he making phone calls to world leaders? Is he
right.
talking to corporations?
Right.
I mean, is this, you know, what they're trying to say is his executive time is that he sits around all day long and watches cable news.
Yeah, I heard somebody say that. Mm-hmm.
That's the inference.
Mm-hmm.
What's a bigger issue is that he's got somebody in the White House that decided to, that had access to his schedule and decided to leak it.
Mm-hmm.
That's the issue.
Mm-hmm. Well, he's going today to El Paso. Is that executive time?
Well, it depends upon who's managing his schedule and how they label it. So,
because he flies on Air Force One down there to the border. And, by the way, the weather on the border is not going to be all that great today down there. It's going to be very windy. There's a possibility there could be some thunderstorms in the mix. So, I don't know. I guess they're going to be outside. Have you heard?
I have no idea. I don't know what it looks like.
Okay. They might have to move that thing inside, but I know that Karen Vaughn and a whole bunch of the moms, Moms for America, I know mm-hmm. they're all going. There's a bunch of them that are going. There's a big contingent of them. And
yeah,
they
do that often. I've interviewed a couple of those mothers.
Mm-hmm. And they're all going. There's some other folks that are going, some other large groups that decided, well, hey, it's El Paso. We'll go down there and show our support. But in the meantime, you've got, as we mentioned, I think we mentioned on the weekend show, you got Beto O'Rourke, who plans on doing a counter rally against the rally.
Right.
And I don't know whether that's going to mean a confrontation or whatnot, but I cannot, for the life of me, picture the Secret Service letting him get anywhere close.
Well, I mean, it's, you know, we don't know what the perimeter is that is established when you have these kind of events and like the one he's doing in El Paso. So I can't really speak to that.
All right.
But in the meantime, we got two more presidential candidates over the weekend.
Yep, we'll talk about that when we come back, and we'll talk about one of them that stood there in a snowstorm with about 2 inches of snow in her head talking about, wait for it, global warming. Oh, my goodness. All right, we'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root from Newsmax TV and the War Now radio show on USA Radio. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, buddy, this portion of the program brought to you by our good friends at the USCCA, United States Concealed Carry Association. Now, you can trot on over to my website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Click on the USCCA logo link that's right there for the opportunity to win the free gun a day giveaway. And they're giving away another one right now. Every day it's a different gun. Changes at midnight, I might add. And also, while you're there, check out membership, because membership in the USCCA can give you $474 worth of free stuff right off the bat, and you'll have personal protection, legal protection for whatever happens to come upon you should you have to defend yourself by whatever means are there to do so. And that's certainly peace of mind. All right, Vinny Simon, FoundersDonCode.com is back with us. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, in the grand scheme of things, and we were just talking about the situation down on the border and the president going there and whether or not we're, you know, going to have a counter-demonstration to the rally. We're talking about that off air. I said I didn't think Vito was going to get anywhere as close. I didn't think the Secret Service would let him close by, because they didn't in Tampa when they had the counter rallies there.
Well, yeah, I mean, there's generally that is the case. I mean, one thing happens on one side of town, and something happens on the other.
Now, South Korea and the U.S. just signed a new cost-sharing deal for U.S. troops in Korea. Do you know any of the particulars about this?
I don't, but I did see where they decided they were going to pay us more for
our
presence in South Korea. What that really looks like, I have no idea.
Well, I think it's a good thing, because that's better than zero, so to speak, and it's better than...
Well, they've always paid us. It's never been a zero.
Okay. So they're just upping the ante. Is that what you're telling me?
Correct.
Okay, very good. Senator Lindsey Graham is saying something that we've been hearing quite a bit. The president will not sign a bill that cuts ICE detention facilities, like what the Democrats are talking about. We just spoke about that to start the top of the hour here. But that is the kink in the works right here, right now, right?
That's right.
Okay. And I saw the, what do they call him, Freedom Coalition, Congressman Meadows. Is that what it is that he's in?
Yeah, Freedom Caucus.
Okay, Freedom Caucus, there we go. I saw him being interviewed on television last night, and he was talking about the fact that the Democrats just aren't serious about border security and what the ramifications are. And the congressman down in Texas, I believe his name is Dan Crenshaw, the veteran.
Right.
They AOC was challenging him with tweets back and forth. And said something about the border. And he said, well, I don't know where you were last night, but I was on the border and watched 1,000 illegal immigrants come across the border unchallenged.
Correct.
So we're still having all these problems. I hope we caught up to those 1,000, but I have reason to believe maybe we didn't.
I have no idea. But he was there. All these... I shouldn't say all, but you know, you got some of these Democrats that like to get out there on their stump and start pontificating, and they haven't been to the border,
right?
And Crenshaw's from, I think, the Houston area, one of the districts of Houston, so it isn't much for him to travel on over there to, his border area. And,
yep.
And check things out. But yeah, he's been, I think, a day and a half there.
Mm-hmm. Now, Adam Schiff, I call him Shifty Shift, has ripped Robert Mueller for not digging into the Trump finances quick enough. Now, what's that all about? I mean, you know.
It's kind of fun that now it seems like the Democrats are on the same bandwagon. I mean, Schiff is going to Dan and Elizabeth Warren and, you know, the rest of them. They're working pretty hard to go after now Trump's finances. So the Southern District of New York is the one that has subpoenaed the inaugural team of Trump to see how many foreign whatevers dumped money into Inauguration Day, and is there a quid pro quo there? So I guess Schiff is angry that Mueller didn't do it, that this is Southern District of New York.
Right.
He has a single vision. Schiff does, single vision.
Mm-hmm.
Now, here's an interesting thing, and I didn't get a chance to read it, but I do have it on my notes to go do it. Apparently, last year sometime, it may be actually in 2016, Adam Schiff had an unknown meeting with Christopher Steele.
Yeah, I heard that. Mm-hmm.
That he didn't reveal to anybody.
Right.
Uh-huh.
And Christopher Steele is what for the audience?
Well, he's the Fusion GPS and the dossier.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And then let's not forget that it was Schiff who took a phone call from two Russians about the dossier.
Mm-hmm.
And specifically about the dossier, and it turns out it was a hoax. And it was just kind of a made-up thing. It was a real phone call, but they weren't really two Russians. They had two people that were playing Russians, and they were punking Schiff, and he was taking it all very seriously.
Hmm. Wow.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Now, you know, we can laugh all we want, but we do have a serious situation looming when it comes to Schiff and these committees and Jerry Nadler and the way he went after Whitaker, and then Whitaker kind of put him in his place temporarily.
I really liked it when he said, well, I can see, Mr. Chairman, that by the looks of the clock that you run out of time. When he said that, I just, 5 minutes is up. Yeah, I just started laughing. But of course,
well, the whole thing was really for show, too, because Whitaker's essentially out of a job here, like, in another week.
Yeah, by the end of the week, probably. Yep. Mm-hmm.
When they confirm Bill Barr.
Right.
So, I mean, you know, it's like, why are you bothering to do this?
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were, you know, trying to tar and feather Whitaker over the notion that he was going to impede the Mueller investigation. Well, he didn't do that at all.
Mm.
So it's like, shut up.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of shut up, Virginia Governor Ralph Northam, Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, and their little Virginia Attorney General Mark Herring are all, to say the least, in trouble. Now, the guy that they seem to have zeroed in on right now is a Lieutenant Governor Justin Fairfax, who two women are threatening of bringing criminal charges against him for possibly rape, is my understanding. Have you heard that?
I have, but I don't think that they want to bring charges. They just want it out there, and now this lieutenant governor has asked for an FBI investigation.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, because that literally is a carryover from, you know, his time before he was lieutenant governor.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
He's probably in more trouble than Northam is.
So, with the second woman that came forward and accused the lieutenant governor of sexual assault, and the governor basically being told, I guess, to be quiet and talking about how Virginia needs a strong hand in government, I'm thinking to myself, every time I hear him, I'm not impressed by how strong he is. Are you?
Well, certainly not after the legislation that they tried to pass with essentially fourth term abortion.
Well, this, in my humble opinion, is really bad news for the Democrats. How are they going to live this one down?
They shouldn't. They just absolutely shouldn't. You know, people talked about he being removed because of the whole blackface thing.
Right.
Well, you know, that was 35 years ago. It didn't seem to bother anybody for the last 34 years. But, you know, if you want to challenge the man, you challenge it over the abortion thing, not necessarily the blackface thing, as far as I'm concerned.
Right. And, of course, a criminal violation is something that's a lot more stringent to me when you talk about somebody breaking a law and doing that. Now, this doctor that came forward, Vanessa Tyson, she apparently is going to come out and have more to say today or tomorrow. And here comes the music, so we'll have to continue that at another time. But in the meantime, we'll talk to you later.
Yes, sir.
Tomorrow, Gator. All righty. Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, FoundersCode.com. I shall return.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Minnesota Senator Amy Klobuchar has joined a crowded field of Democrats who are seeking the presidential nomination. She spoke in Minneapolis.
Our nation
must be governed not from chaos, but from opportunity. Not by wallowing over what's wrong, but by marching inexorably toward what's right.
There's a high-level meeting going on this weekend near Washington, D.C. The White House is hosting a group of Capitol Hill lawmakers at Camp David, the rustic compound in Maryland that's hosted key peace accord talks. Top administration officials say it's an opportunity to build bipartisan relationships. Discussions are expected on efforts to pass a bipartisan border security package to send to President Trump as a short-term spending deadline approaches. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
And now it's time for Veterans News on the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, it is time for our Military and Veterans News Second Edition on the Captain's America Third Watch. Brought to you by our very good friends at the National Aviation Academy. Now, we had Bo in last week, and Bo took a lot of your questions, and I'll give you the phone number here in just a little bit. But if you're in a dead-end, go-nowhere job, and you think you can do better, I know you can do better, and I got a way to tell you, and here it is.
Hey, America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, you know, guys and gals, a lot of you are coming out of the military, or maybe you're coming from an active duty unit. Your guard unit was activated, and now you're going back to a National Guard service, or maybe you're coming out of high school, or you're coming out of a vocational school, and maybe the course you took, there aren't any openings, or there are openings for the job you were being trained to do, and maybe it's $8 or $10 an hour, and you go, wait a minute, what did I just do? Well, you can undo all of that and do better. And here's why. Because the National Aviation Academy and their two locations, one in Concord, Massachusetts, which is a suburb of Boston, and the other one right here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in the Tampa Bay area,
can, in just 14 short months, train you so you can be on your way to a high-paying, in-demand job with unlimited earning potential for growth as an aviation maintenance tech. Now, military guys and gals, post 9/11, more than likely you've got GI Bill benefits that'll cover this 100%. Those of you that are pre-9/11, you'd have to call them at National Aviation Academy to find out exactly what your percentage would be, whether it's 100% or 75% or 80% or 50% or whatever it would be, to find out what you've got to pay for this. Now, civilians can always get a student loan. Now, that, of course, is based on your credit, because you don't just get a loan because you're going to get a loan. You have to fill out a credit application. But still, the money is there if you want to take the training and get the job that's results as of finishing the course and getting your FAA certification to be an aviation maintenance tech. So here's what you do. It all starts with this. Take the tour. Take the tour at one of the two locations. Check them out online at naa.edu. That's naa.edu. Or give them a call at 800-659-2080 to find out more. Now, again, that number is 800-659-2080. And always tell them the captain sent you. You'll get the white gloves treatment. And I'm telling you, $50,000, $60,000, $70,000, $80,000 a year. First year in the U.S. If you want to go overseas, it's not uncommon to make a very decent six-figure income. However, you got to get the luck of the draw on that one, get chosen by a military contractor or whoever to do that, unless you get hired by an American airline and they say, man, we need you in Tanzania or whatever. So there you go. All right, let's take a look at Southcom and AFRICOM news right now. The military needs more eyes in the sky to effectively stem the flow of drugs coming from South America, Central America, and even parts of Africa. Now, the head of the U.S. Southern Command and AFRICOM also told the Senate Armed Services Committee that that was the case. Now, eyes in the sky could mean drones, could mean some of our intel spy planes. We still have the U-2 and that fleet around. Could mean AWACS planes, whatever. But it would be eyes in the sky watching to see what's going on down below. So, there you go. And again, going along with National Aviation Academy, you need more eyes in the sky. Guess what? You need more aviation maintenance techs. Now, the Army Secretary, Mark Esper, has told the military, the Army in particular, that he wants to put dollars into child care for families. Now, soldiers' challenges in finding good child care may be one of the biggest issues that Army Secretary Mike Esper hears about when he visits the Army installations. So he's tackling that issue with dollars and policies. And hopefully he'll be able to get that all straightened away here pretty quick. Now, the Army has built Striker simulators out of Xbox parts. You heard me right. The Army's newest armored vehicle training tool in Germany is outfitted with Xbox controllers, luxury gaming chairs, and foot pedals designed for racing games. Wow. And a littoral combat ship is slated to deploy to the waters of U.S. Southern Command this year to battle drug smugglers. Now, these LCS ships are high-tech, hard to be seen on the ocean because of the design that they have and the way that they're set up. And they can almost sneak up on a vessel, from a distance anyway, and then deploy their assets to find a shipment of drugs of one sort or another. Now, to me, this is really, really smart thinking on the part of the Navy, that we're going to take our littoral combat ships, the latest high-tech vessels, out there and go after drugs. This is an attaboy coming from me. The new vice chairman of the Maryland Legislative Committee said this week that he's headed to Afghanistan 10 days before the administrative session ends. Kudos to him, National Guardsman, an officer headed on over. By the way, anybody that was in the Air Force that went through Holloman Air Force Base in New Mexico, apparently Holloman Air Force Base violated its state's permit for groundwater discharge after toxic chemicals were found in groundwater, and they've yet to respond to concerns from environmental officials, according to the New Mexico Environmental Department. Now, anybody that went through that base might want to pay close attention to it, because you need to tell somebody. And also, Air Force Secretary Heather Wilson is pledging cooperation with the state of Michigan over toxic chemical pollution near a former military installation in Michigan, despite a continuing dispute there to clean up and who's got the responsibility for it, whether or not it's the Air Force or the state of Michigan. Now, the Air Force has partially recovered from steep cuts that forced out thousands of aircraft maintainers in 2014, but remains short of experienced maintainers, a gap that could increase in the future, but they're trying to close the gap now as we speak. Now, the Syrian battlefield has been preparing the Marine Corps for a future fight with Russia or China, possibly even Iran. Because while many of the conflicts across the Middle East tend towards low-tech and low-intensity, the fight in Syria was providing Marine commanders with a wealth of knowledge and experience for a future fight with near-peer rivals like Russia and China. And we'll see how that works out. By the way, the Marines' next warfighting experiment is going to focus on long-range fires, missiles. Now, Marines will test new ways to take out far-flung targets from Navy ships and ashore during the next phase of a years-long experiment meant to prep Leathernecks for the future fight. Also, Marines from the 1st Marine Logistic Group has formed a footbridge out of layers of concrete spewed from a 3D printer in a test of what the service sees as the future of combat logistics. And the Georgia Air National Guard is about to deploy its first female black pilot. Our air officials announced this week. Isn't that an accomplishment that's not being talked about? I haven't heard anybody talking about it, but we just did. And the Air Force is slated to have an operational capability with its hypersonic conventional strike weapon by late 2020, and with a separate and more advanced capability 6 months after that, according to the Service Acquisition Chief, Will Roper. We'll wait to see how that all plays out. And I can tell you that we do have a hypersonic weapon, unlike Russia, that may be calling our bluff. I'll be right back.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Alrighty, in this portion of the program, my discussion with Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our good friends at Moss Family Automotive with four locations to serve you. The Nissan dealerships in Crystal River and Newport Richey, the Moss Wholesale to the Public dealership in Homosassa Springs, and the all-new Moss Family Chevrolet at North Dale Mabry Highway here in Tampa. Now, that's Moss Family Automotive. Google that or find them online by your favorite search engine, Moss Family Automotive, and boom, all four will pop up. And tell them the captain sent you to save an extra $500 on whatever the best deal is that you make. Okay, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street, is with us. Good morning.
How you doing?
Not too bad. I was forced to have to watch the Sunday morning shows, at least the ones that I thought that I wanted to hear what they were going to have to say. And I got about 45, 50 seconds of AOC. Hold your ears if you, or plug your ears if you have to, but here it comes. Ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's to get your 60. I mean, you know, Joe Manchin, a very influential Democrat in the Senate, I think we calculated he used the word coal 9 times
mm-hmm.
in his in his opening statement on Tuesday.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, Chuck Schumer, your senior senator there, he wants to find 51 senators total to get the majority.
Absolutely. Yeah.
How do you find compromise?
So I think when it comes to making those compromises, it's all about the landscape when we get there. So there are some compromises that I think are on the table if we have just 51, but I think some of those compromises are off the table if we have 60. Mm-hmm. And so I can't speculate as to what the potential compromises would be for any variable makeup in 2020, but the thing that we can control is starting our organizing and being as aggressive as possible now so we can maximize our majority.
What do you think the best case is?
Okay, maximize our majority by starting out being as aggressive as we can now. I think they're being aggressive.
Elections have consequences.
Sure.
Okay. I don't know what else you can do, what else I can do, what many others can do. If the people of the United States want to flush the country down the toilet, you know, have at it. I mean, I there's nothing, you or I could do to stop it. We do our job here every single day. The notion that even having her on that program and not absolutely tearing her to shreds is just how patently absurd her ideas are. It's just, it's beyond. It's like, you can't even go there. It's so dumb. I don't even know even how to describe it.
Mm-hmm.
The idea you're going to completely destroy the United States economy, to actually think that the whole world is going to jump on and say, yeah, no more airplanes. It's just dumb. It really is. That type of stupidity, how does she get on, you know, these programs?
Well, I don't know.
It doesn't make any sense to me. It really doesn't.
Well, you know, the House resolution, which is yet to be numbered, is prefaced with facts about climate change. According to the United Nations October 2018 report called the Special Report on Global Warming of 1.50°C from its Intergovernmental Panel on Climate Change and the federal government's November 2018 Fourth National Climate Assessment Report, which is something that many experts say just isn't even close to reality.
Well, yeah, it gets cold in the winter, it gets warm in the summer. I just, you know, it was funny the other day they were talking about, they always mention all these people that die because of climate change and
yep.
These numbers that they come up with, and yet, you know, global mortality continues to improve. I mean, if you know, people keep living around the globe, keep living longer
mm-hmm.
and healthier lives. Now, obviously, we have a blip here in the United States, and that's due to drugs
mm-hmm.
and the fact that people are dying of, you know, opiate overdoses.
Mm-hmm.
But the rest of the globe is living longer and healthier. How could that be? It doesn't jive.
Well, you're right. And, oh, by the way, let's not forget about the fact that included in this $7 trillion new green package is guaranteed income for all, whether you work or not.
Yeah, going away from the old starvation makes a wonderful motivator, that's for sure.
Yeah,
it's absurd. Well, basically, then you're either getting a job, government job, which is, you know, I don't know what jobs they're going to have and what jobs they're going to hand out. It's going to be a lot of break time. So, again, I grew up in Albany, New York. I understand this.
Yeah.
And if you don't want the government job, you can just get paid and watch TV all day. So,
mm-hmm.
Must be nice.
Well, it's snowing up in Albany today, so you can say hello to Albany while it's snowing up there along the thruway and whatnot. Now, what's going on with Jeff Bezos and Amazon and Cramer stepping in and some of the prognosticators, Neil Cavuto chiming in, and a whole bunch of comments all about this Amazon thing there. What the heck is going on there?
Well, it's tabloid fodder is what it is. I mean, it makes for a great story. I mean, they did a big bit on it on Saturday Night Live this past week. You know, you could talk about one of the wealthiest guys in the world and one of the biggest companies in the world getting caught in a scandal and sending naked pictures and all this stuff, and it's you know, again, it's tailor made for tabloid esque type headlines, and they're all over it at this point in time.
Mm. Now, I understand we may have another rate hike with the Fed. Are you hearing that?
I don't see that coming yet. I mean, they didn't in the last meeting. They didn't allude to it. I mean, I'm sure at some point in time, but I don't see it on the anytime on the near horizon.
Okay, because the way things are going right now, you know, if it's not broke, don't fix it. And the economy's had a little hiccup in it, if you will, adjustments, call it whatever you want. But we're roaring back again. And by the way, I was down in your old stomping grounds down there where you used to live and where I used to live, Lakewood Ranch, last week. You are far stretched now to find any empty space down there because of all the building.
They keep moving farther and farther east, that's for sure. But, yeah, there's a lot of construction down there. continues. You know, a lot of people, like I said, a lot of people deciding that they don't want to pay higher taxes in the Northeast, and you know, they're on their way down.
Lakewood Ranch Boulevard from State Route 64 down was almost totally filled in all the way up and down both sides of the road.
Yeah, a lot of commercial space and whatnot being built out over all those areas.
Mm-hmm. And, of course, where you used to live down there, some of the trees fell down, so that wasn't too pretty. I guess that happened in the last storm or two that we had.
Oh, they got, the oak trees, those big ones?
Yep.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow. Okay.
Yep. And then again, I haven't been down there since the last storm we had, so maybe it happened then. But I noticed, I said, man, there's some trees missing over in there. Because you used to live about a mile and a half up the street from where I did.
Yeah. Again, that area has been built out to, it's pretty amazing how built out that entire area has been. And, you know, a lot of new kind of communities, and a lot of those are basically senior citizen communities that they put in as well, and 55 and above communities. Again, many people retiring and deciding to move down.
Now, I got a question from one of our listeners, Danny, and Danny is in Phoenix, New York. That's up by Syracuse, I think, if I remember right. But Danny is saying, please ask the watchdog what he thinks about 3D printers, which now seem to be all over the place, making all kinds of things. Is that a decent investment if someone like me wanted to go in at the ground level?
Well, not so much at the ground level anymore, because they've been around for a long time. And there's many companies that make these 3D printers. There's many things that they can do. So you're not at that point in time where it is a ground level type of investment.
Hmm. Okay, because I know they're making aircraft parts with it, and
there's a lot of things that they can do. There's you know, they were actually talking about the issues years ago about actually they're making weapons with it and how that could be problematic.
Now, maybe you want to get in on this because the Iron Man suit that was made for the military, you know who Iron Man is, right?
It's like those exoskeleton things that they've been trying to come up with.
Yeah, well, the military is has decided to chop up the suit and sell it for parts to whoever wants to buy it. So I guess if you had enough money, you could buy an Iron Man suit and put it back together again at your own expense.
I have no idea. But they're not going to be using those things. I thought that they were kind of headed in that direction to some degree.
Not according to James Smith, who's SOCOM's acquisition executive. Mm-hmm. He announced that the final product will not match the first sales pitch. And guess what? They're going to have to get rid of it. They're going to sell it in parts to make up for the cost of developing it.
I've never seen the Pentagon try to make up their costs on anything.
Well, this is a new guy. It's James Smith. Maybe it's an alias name. I don't know. All right, one last little thing. Hypersonics, you familiar with that, hypersonic weapons?
Yes.
Well, Russia was talking about, we have one that can hit anything we aim it at. Well, the United States Air Force is slated to have an operational capability with its hypersonical, correct, conventional strike weapon by late 2020, and with separate and more advanced capabilities. So be careful what you wish for, Russia.
Yeah, Russia's economy is minuscule compared to ours. Not too concerned about us competing with them in regards to our military, that's for sure.
All right, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Same time, same bat channel, Chris.
You got it. Have a good one.
All right, Chris Markowski, the Watchdog on Wall Street. Watchdog on Wall Street. Go on over there, check out all the different stuff that he talks about on his show. Find out the articles he writes and all that. It's all over there. And I'm coming back with Frank Salvato, managing editor of the New Media Journal.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.